USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Still no agreement on funding for the popular small business loan program, and according to Senate Minority Leader from New York, Democrat Chuck Schumer, there's some big problems with the Paycheck Protection Program.
Well, there are a lot of problems with the program. Smaller businesses don't seem to be able to get it. You know, if you're a business with 400 people and a good connection with a banker, you're going to get it. If you're a restaurant, you're having real trouble. If you're a minority business, inner city, rural, they're all having trouble.
Schumer speaking there on MSNBC, he did not name any small businesses that were denied loans because they were either small businesses in rural areas or had minority business owners. Protesters are gathering in several states over the weekend to voice their opposition to stay-at-home orders that were issued to slow the spread of coronavirus. The protesters believe governors have overreached their authority. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
There is new reaction from Republicans to the Democratic governor of California giving taxpayer money to illegal aliens. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the story.
There is new reaction to the governor's plan. In California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom plans on giving $500 coronavirus stimulus checks to illegal aliens. Now, the state has an estimated 2 million illegals, but the number is most likely higher. Some of the money, $75 million, will come from taxpayers. But California's Republican State Senate leader, Shannon Grove, slamming Newsom for the payout, saying the funds should be spent on food banks, education, and local governments suffering revenue shortfalls because of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, in a statement, Grove saying, instead of meeting these urgent needs, Governor Newsom has chosen to irresponsibly pursue a left-wing path.
Thank you, Robin, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As millions of Americans begin to receive their coronavirus stimulus check, many people are wondering what they should do with it. Well, according to financial expert Chris Hogan, he says we need to remain in conserve mode just in case things get worse and the economy doesn't open up as many people are anticipating sooner rather than later.
I think a lot of people are anticipating another stimulus package or another something else coming down the pike. And I want people to understand these stimulus checks and these programs are just a Band-Aid. We have got to step forward and be proactive with a plan to help ourselves. We can't expect the government to try to save the day time and time again. So I'm advising people to go into conserve mode, begin to have a game plan for yourself for the next couple of months, but be proactive, scale back in your spending, be very intentional on when you do spend, but at the same time, be aware, and this is going to change our mindsets. I hope this causes an awakening across the country of how we deal with our finances.
Hogan speaking there on Fox News. The head of Utah's Emergency Management Agency is telling Salt Lake City Valley residents they should expect more aftershocks like the one that hit the area Thursday morning.
We're only 4 weeks out from the earthquake, and so they can still continue for quite a number of weeks. So Utahns should not be surprised if there are more earthquakes they feel.
There have been more than 1,200 aftershocks since the 5.7 quake hit in March. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.